pretty self. Evelyn.
Oh, look, listen, I like your home. It looks nice and neat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keyboard in the back.
That's okay. Cool. Okay. So let's get to know you better.
Okay, she get points for being prepared. She's dressed up. She ain't in a damn robe. She don't got a bonnet on her head. She ain't frying chicken. Like, she ain't in pajama pants.
No expectation ever, motherfucker.
I don't think she's gonna twerk. I can just look at the aesthetic.
You don't know that.
Evelyn, where you calling us from?
I am in the Chicago area.
Okay, Chicago area. How old are you, Evelyn?
I'm 36.
What?
36, and what you do for a living?
I am a product marketer.
Product marketer?
Yes.
Okay, you have any kids?
No, I have 3 fur babies.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I hope you hear me sit to shut the fuck, because you sound fucking stupid.
You have 3 dogs?
No, 2 dogs and a cat.
Oh, okay. That's still Animal Kingdom, girl.
I wonder, do they subconsciously do it on purpose to keep men away? Is it a self-sabotage thing? What man want to walk into that? And let me guess, you wouldn't give up even one of them for a man.
Have you ever been married, Evelyn?
Yes.
When did you get divorced?
Earlier this year.
Oh, you just got divorced this year? How many years was you married for?
About 3 years.
Why'd y'all get divorced?
We shouldn't have gotten married. Honestly, we just moved too fast, to be honest.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. I truly do.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
What do I always say? Never marry a woman over 30, because this is what's going to happen. She got somebody to check off her box. You know what I mean? That was one of those, let me get married to this nigga real quick so I can at least say I'm married. Or so I can at least say I was married. You know, so when I'm 47, 57, they're like, oh, no kids? You ever been married? Oh, yeah, I've been married before. So when she's 57, people will just assume she was married from, like, you know, 20 to 53 or something. You see what I'm saying? But in reality, she just was married for 3 years. In her mind, it legitimizes 15 to 33. As long as people don't dig in. And it will legitimize her life to people who just talk to her on a surface level. Here's why that's a huge red flag. If you would have got married at 20, it still would be a bullshit answer, but it would be more acceptable. Like, oh, we should have never got married. We was young. You can't say you were young. You were 33. Brain fully developed in some old shit.
Okay, so you have no kids. What did you do for a living, Evelyn?
Product marketer.
That's my fault. You're right. You told me that.
Talk to me, bro.
What kind of man you looking for now, girl? You didn't even wait till the year's over, but okay, what kind of man you looking for now, bro?
No, I didn't wait. And now, good reason to. So let's see.
Oh, you wrote it down. We got a list. So sometimes they write it down, man.
Oh, yeah.
Someone that's prepared. That's a great trait.
Yes. So I'm definitely looking for someone who's ambitious.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go.
Provide, nigga.
Yes, basically. I guess what I mean by provide.
She looking to be saved. That's all they care about is money. That's all they care about. After 30, they just looking for a retirement plan. It ain't about love. It's not about love. That is a huge red flag if that's the first thing a woman say she looking for in a man. That's literally the first thing she said. Not a good sense of humor, not character, nothing. Just ambitious, no.
Nigga, no.
Definitely looking for someone who's ambitious, down to earth, somebody that knows how to enjoy life, communicates well. They have to believe in therapy.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go.
She's already trying to send you to therapy before you meet her. Y'all hear me? She's already trying to send you to therapy before you even meet her. Everybody don't need therapy. And I don't need you to be the one to send me there. If I want to go, it'll be because I want to go and I felt like I needed to go. Not because some bitch told me it was a prerequisite to get with her old washed up pussy.
They have to believe in therapy. Someone that's actually ready to build a partnership. I'm ready for a partner.
We're not partners. We're not partners. I'm your leader. You need to submit to me. It's all about what I'm talking about in my program. Men don't want to be a bitch's partner. Look at bro in the apple hat face. He's like, hold on, partner.
Loves karaoke because I absolutely love karaoke. Has to have great hygiene. That's a deal breaker. I know we're not there yet, but and I'm open to kids, but if they are minors, no more than two, and they have to be at least 10 years old.
He can have kids, but they have to be at least 10.
Yes, and no more than two.
You could just tell it's going to be all about her. Nothing is coming across feminine. She presented well, just the look. But it usually don't take long to see why these women are single and on Kendra G trying to find a man. I don't think you understand how big of a red flag it is for a woman who's been getting the door knocked down to get to her pussy and be in a relationship with her since she was 16. So to be 36 and have to come on a YouTube dating show, a video sharing platform. It's not a dating app. YouTube is a video sharing platform. By the time a halfway decent looking woman has to come on a video sharing platform to find a man, she's not worth having a man.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
You know, I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake. How you want it, dog?
By the time you say hi, Kendra, your life is done. By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
Like a lot of women I know, especially from a certain generation, they're embarrassed to go on a dating app. You know what I mean? Let alone YouTube for hundreds of thousands of people to see, like, I'm desperate. I need a man bad. It screams desperation. And she's... That in itself is a red flag. A woman who has no shame and is willing to come on a ghetto YouTube dating show to basically beg for a man when men have been approaching her since 16. That should be embarrassing to a mentally sane woman.
You're goddamn right.
What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers, lack of ambition, someone who's dishonest, who has poor communication skills. If they don't like pets, I mean... They gotta like pets.
See, I told you. She's not gonna give up the pets for a man. She's not gonna give up anything for a man. Her bitchy attitude, her feminism, pets. She's not willing to budge on anything. She's not willing to compromise.
You don't know that.
I mean, she's masculine. She's masculine with a smile. There will be no submission. And honestly, in my opinion, any relationship with a man and a woman where the woman isn't submissive is doomed to either fail or doomed to be a miserable relationship.
Anything else before we go to, should he look a certain way?
And just like someone who's not dismissive, you know, it's important for me to feel like I'm heard, so.
Lydia, inappropriate.
Let us see your cat. No, they meant like the cat. I don't know which one I want. Benzer, stop reading the commercials. I'm becoming the comments child. You're going to get us in trouble.
Oh, I forgot that. She can literally mean that.
Yeah.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
But where was your mind at, Benzer?
I thought it, because I'm so used to them being inappropriate. I didn't know Lydia was being literal. Let's see your cat.
He thought he meant.
I said, Lydia, out of line.
The real cat.
You know, I'm just tired.
Honey, should the man look a certain way? I'm sorry, I know you probably answered it.
No, we didn't go over that yet. So, okay. I know what you're gonna say. So I'm just gonna say taller than me. I'm not very tall, so that's not hard to be. I prefer a black man, though I am open, but love a chocolate man. I want someone that's clean cut. I need them to be neat. I want their hands neat. I want your nails neat.
God, if you listen, hell, I can't take it no more.
My question is this. The dude that you married for 3 years, was he most of this? I would think some of this. I mean, what? I just need answers, man. You don't qualify for any of this. I mean, you don't qualify for Mr. Perfect, man. See, and this is what I want to break down. Women who got a list like this, they've never been in a real relationship. They've never been in a real, like, even her marriage was a fucking sham. Women who've actually been in legit 5-year consistent relationships, they don't even have these type of standards anymore because they know it's not realistic. Everybody has 3 major red flags that they come with that would be worth not being with them anymore over. Like, when you've been in a real 5-10 year relationship, you know none of this shit really matters day to day. None of this is about the day-to-day interactions of a couple. And that's how you know she's still mentally a child. To even list all this shit is so childish.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
I'll say this.
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
He needs to be able to hold his own. And I don't need anyone to take care of me, but I would like for my life to be easier with him in it. So.
Woo! I got a song called Better With You In It. That's what I'm talking about.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
And I don't need anyone to take care of me, but I would like for my life to be better with him in it.
Yo, that's what I think a lot of these strong, hardworking women are actually just saying.
Wrong! Shut up.
Said this the other day, and I mean this shit. Every woman, like, I usually don't say every or none or never, but I said it twice tonight. These are usually, like, my 2 exceptions. No woman brings peace in a relationship. I'm standing hard on that. The other one that I'm going to speak in absolutes. Every woman on the planet wants her man to be able to pay all the bills with none of her help. Every woman desires that as the ideal. Now, don't get me wrong. There's women who will work with, you know, guys who can't do that or go 50-50 or whatever set up, but if we're talking about what women want, every woman wants a big dog who could pay all the bills with none of her help, and her money is just extra, you know, whatever. If we go on a trip or we want to invest in Bitcoin or something, but don't ever get that fucked up.
That's some good stuff right there. You're going to find some. She's going to catch somebody.
All right, now, let's do the kiss your kid, buddy.
Okay.
My cousins is crazy. Okay. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I'm not going to answer.
She got your ass.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.